This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Bhutan Jeep accident death toll rises to 8. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand instructs for support to disaster survivors. And China joins Russia in opposing NATO expansion. Now, the news in detail. The death toll in a jeep accident in Bhutan district has risen to 8. A jeep returning to Okharpata in Gaumukhi rural municipality of Bhutan district carrying bride and groom met with an accident last night. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Satyanarayan Thapa, 6 people died on the spot and 2 others died while undergoing treatment at district hospital Bijuwar to their injuries. 5 of the dead have been identified. The deceased has been identified as 40-year-old Basanti Khadka, 30-year-old Kesari Khadka, 50-year-old Balbahadur Budamagar, 32-year-old Kim Bahadur Khatri, and 50-year-old Nandi Khadka. The identities of the others are yet to be known. 5 others injured in the accident are undergoing treatment at the district hospital Bijuwar. The jeep had fallen about 100 meters off the road. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has directed the concerned authorities to provide proper management and relief to the families of the 3 people who died due to strong winds in the Tarai and the people affected by the snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous districts. The Home Minister this morning directed Chief Joint Secretary of the Disaster and Conflict Management Division of the Ministry, Pradeep Kumar Koirala, and the Chief District Officers of the 2 districts in the Tarai, 8 districts in the Himalayan region, and an Assistant Chief District Officer to provide immediate relief to those affected by the snow and windstorm. The Home Minister has instructed Koirala to remain vigilant for the relief and other necessary support of those affected by the snowstorm and cold wave in the Himalayan district and Tarai. Similarly, chief district officers of various districts have been instructed to get involved in the management of the affected people. Likewise, Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khand has inaugurated a Bailey Bridge constructed over the Melamchi Rivulet. The flood-fed Melamchi Rivulet had swept away the bridge at Chanote Bazar last year. The Nepal Army had constructed the bridge connecting the Helambu rural municipality 2 and 7. The Madhya province has formed a high-level committee to identify and resolve the problems farmers are facing in the province. A cabinet meeting of the province held today formed a 5-member high-level committee under the coordination of Minister for Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives, Vijay Kumar Yadav. Spokesperson of Madhya Province, Sailendra Shah, said the committee has been entrusted with the responsibility to identify the problems in terms of fertilizer, irrigation, seeds, inundation, insurance, and also to develop further strategy, formulate the land use policy of Madhya Province, and a review of activities carried out for agricultural improvement. The committee has been asked to submit an interim report within 15 days and a full report within a month. The District Administration Office Kabri Palanchok is providing services at the local level on a rotation basis from today. Due to the high risk of coronavirus infection, the service had been suspended for about 2 weeks, and the office has stated that the service has resumed on a rotation basis from today. According to a notice issued by the Assistant Chief District Officer Amardeep Sunwar, the general public has been requested to take the services at the local level by adopting the standards of health and safety. A vaccination card has been made mandatory for the service recipients. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast there is the possibility of rain and snow in most parts of the country today due to the effect of the western low-pressure system. Presently, light to moderate rain is taking place in some places in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. It has been cloudy in Kathmandu Valley since morning and light rain is also falling in some places. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather in the valley will improve in the afternoon. According to the weather bulletin of the division, there will be partial to normal cloud cover in Province No. 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and partially cloudy in other provinces. There is a possibility of light rain in a few places in Province No. 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in one or two hilly areas of other provinces. Light snowfall is expected in few places in the high hills and mountains of the eastern and central parts of the country. Even during the night, there will be partial to normal cloud cover in Province 1, Madhya Province and Bagmati Province, and there will be partial cloud cover in other hilly areas of the country. The weather will be generally clear in Tarai region. The influence of the western low pressure system remains in the country. The weather will gradually improve from tomorrow. The weather will be generally clear with partly cloudy weather across the country tomorrow. Meanwhile, despite the adverse weather conditions, both domestic and international flights are being operated from 3-1 International Airport. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 9.3 degrees Celsius with 28 millimeters of rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. China has joined Russia in opposing further NATO expansion as the two countries move closer together in the face of Western pressure. Moscow and Beijing issued a statement showcasing their agreement on a raft of issues during a visit by Russia's Vladimir Putin for the Winter Olympics. Mr. Putin claims Western powers are using the NATO defense alliance to undermine Russia. It comes amid tensions over Ukraine, which he denies planning to invade. Some 100,000 Russian troops remain at the border with Ukraine, which is a former Soviet republic. While the lengthy joint statement did not refer directly to Ukraine, the two countries accused NATO of espousing a Cold War ideology. A new study has found climate change is causing the highest glacier on Mount Everest to melt at a rapid pace. Researchers led by the University of Maine found that the South Cold Glacier has lost more than 54 meters of thickness in the last 25 years. The glacier, which sits around 7,906 meters above sea level, is thinning 80 times faster than it first took the ice to form on the surface. The rate of decline has been blamed on warming temperatures and strong winds. Scientists leading the study found that since the 1990s, ice that took around 2,000 years to form has melted away. Last year, a team of French researchers concluded that the world's glaciers are melting at an accelerating rate. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhutan jeep accident death toll rises to 8. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand instructs for support to disaster survivors. And China joins Russia in opposing NATO expansion. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.